Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Hello and welcome to Healthy You. I'm Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and your host. I hope you all are having a great weekend so far and appreciate your taking the time to join us. Now, my question for you today as a listener is, have you ever been stuck in the yuck? And the upcoming June issue of Healthy Cells Magazine is just such a topic titled, Don't Get Stuck in the Yuck. But we thought it would be great to chat with Greg Skibinski, the author of this article now. And why? Because you may be stuck in the yuck. Now, Greg is no stranger to Healthy Cells Magazine and the radio show. Greg is the executive director of the Agape Counseling Group. He's a certified multiple addictions counselor. And you probably recognize Agape as they've done several articles in Healthy Cells Magazine. Now, they have offices in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington. And Greg himself specializes in working with individuals and their spouses with regards to chemical and behavioral and dependency issues. So welcome to the show, Greg.
And thanks for having me back, Kim.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love this title of Don't Get Stuck in the Yuck. It is so original, but yet it's very profound. But some of our listeners might be wondering, how did you come up with such a title?
Well, you know, it kind of came to me. Being a therapist, sometimes we find ourselves saying things and then you kind of just say it in the moment. And then you're reflecting like, wow, where did that kind of come from, you know? But there was an instance where it was a particular evening. I was working with a couple clients. It was a couple doing couples therapy. And the situation, the wife was just kind of reflecting a lot back on the past. And so they had made great progress and they were doing some really good things together, spending time, quality time together and all of that. A lot of positive, good stuff. But there's a tendency for people to kind of go back and reflect on the past. And sometimes bringing up, rehashing things that happened like such a long time ago. And so when she would do that, they would tend to be negative, and she would just get stuck in this pattern of just starting to bring up stuff from the past, and she would get stuck in that.
Right.
And when people do that, that's the yucky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they neglect all the progress they make, and they immediately shoot back to something that happened way back in the past, and they think about that. And so when you're thinking about it, what happens? Mm-hmm. It's like all the negative feelings come back again. You know, even if it was something that happened years ago. So when you dwell on that stuff and you ruminate on it that's been in the past, that's the yuck.
Right, and that's keeping score.
Right.
People
keeping score. Sure,
yeah. And
sure.
That's never a good thing because that'll hinder any relationship or, you know, personal or business. Now, could you give us some examples of what people might do doing the yuck?
Sure. The yuck could be anything from, you know, maybe anger or, reflecting on mistakes that they might have made in their past many years ago. And so, again, the tendency of the yuck is it's the ruminating. It's that when you're thinking about it, it just kind of, it offsets you. It takes you back. It makes you, the more you think about it, the more negative you feel.
Right.
And that's like the yucky stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it could be something like you forgot our anniversary 1 year.
Sure.
Or you forgot to show up at X, or something as simple as the one day I asked you to take out the garbage.
Yeah.
It didn't happen,
It
right?
didn't happen, yeah. But what a lot of times what happens is then it becomes a thing of it's not just that one time that you didn't take out the garbage, but it's all those other times that you had done it that forgot to do about it before.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment, you're not only reflecting on the current situation, but also the parallels. You
right.
know, that's other times where it's happened. And that could be just, you know, it just sabotages the joy.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes out the positive.
Yeah. Now, is this something where it's bitterness?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the bitterness can definitely come up out of that. You know, again, the more that you're just kind of, you know, thinking about it or stewing in it, the more the feelings are going to come up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one of the big things is that, you know, in cognitive behavioral therapy, they talk about the think, the feel. Thoughts lead to the feelings, and the thoughts and the feelings lead to the doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if the thoughts tend to be the negative stuff or like, you know, the ruminating, how's that going to feel? Not very good. You know, so the feelings is going to be, that's the yucky stuff.
Right.
And the action could be like, well, you know what? I really don't want to do that
mm-hmm.
because, you know, because I'm angry. you know, or I'm resentful, or I'm bitter.
Yeah, I don't want to let it go.
Right.
Because of that. Greg, some of our listeners might be thinking, what does ruminating mean?
It's the thought that goes over and over and over and over and over.
So it's like a tape recording.
Exactly.
That just keeps looping.
It's a bad script.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Even like if you're awake, you might think about it, but even if you're asleep, that could come out of the subconscious.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens is that when we do, you know, bring that up, oftentimes the feeling that we go to sleep with that's in our head, you know, our subconscious will grab a hold of that at night when we're sleeping, and then it just kind of, you get those weird and wacky dreams.
Right.
You know, and then the feeling comes out in those.
Right.
So when you wake up in the morning, you're not feeling the greatest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that, and just to digress briefly, that's one reason why I have really tried to read the Bible every night before I go to bed, particularly Psalms, because there are a lot of great promises in there, and it's very comforting. Mm-hmm. And if I go to bed with that on my mind, chances are I'm going to have a better sleep. Yeah. It's going to be more positive.
Absolutely.
And I was having horrible nightmares for a while. I mean, like getting stabbed, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And my mother said to me, are you writing your Bible before you go to bed? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. And she said, try it. And once I did, that all stopped.
Yep.
So that's just kind of a hint for you out there, whether you know, believe or not. But still, it's a very positive thing to end your day on. So anyway, Greg.
On a positive thing, too. One of the things that I like to do is each night I try to write down three things that I'm grateful for. And I know I've mentioned this on previous shows, but I'm really big on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just focus on what were the three things that you were grateful for from that day.
Wonderful. That's a great idea. I'll have to do that, too.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Now tell me, how do we get stuck in the yuck?
You know, it's that difficulty in trying to, you got to find a way of letting it go. You know, a lot of people, you want to keep focusing on it, you want to keep bringing it up, but it's really about changing that thought pattern because it does you absolutely no good. It sabotages your joy, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you want to stay focused on the positives, you want to think about the positives, and you want to stay in the moment. You know, you really want to focus on the present when that thought comes in about thinking of things in the past. You know, we can't go back and change the past, you know, and I think all of us and even the listeners out there, we've made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I make them every day, you know, and so, but we can't go back and change those. But what you can do is you can try to apologize or make that amends right after that so that you're just not dwelling in the yuck once again.
Right. You know, I have also heard about writing it down.
Oh, definitely.
And then ripping it up
or
throwing it away so that you write it down, you see it, and then it's like, okay, I'm moving on, and you throw it out. I mean, probably easier said than done, but is that one thing?
But it's a great way of kind of like, you know, because a lot of times, too, what happens is those negative thoughts, when we start thinking about it, it's that hamster on the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to, you know, again, we ruminate on that and we dwell on it. And it's that hamster gets tired up there, you know, thinking about it. So if we do start to write things down on paper and get it on paper, you know, those thoughts have some place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're actually like, you know, because when we're writing it down, we have to get our thoughts organized about that.
Mm-hmm.
So then when we start to write it down and then visually when we see our own handwriting, that's why I like, you know, like when people who do journaling or writing, try not to do it on the computer. Allow yourself, especially with this, allow yourself to see your own handwriting. Why? Because it validates you.
Yes.
It validates your own thoughts. It validates what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it has more of an effect.
Mm-hmm. And you remember it.
Oh, definitely.
I think when you see it.
Definitely.
So is that how we get out of it once we're in it?
Yeah. You know, I think it is. You know, it's a very good way of kind of just writing it down, you know, and also trying to forgive. You know, which was what we talked about previously on a previous show.
Right.
That art of forgiveness, you know, with it all begins with ourselves. We need to first forgive ourselves before we can really kind of learn to forgive other people.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to find a way of letting that go.
Right. Well, at this point, Greg, we are going to take a quick break. I am with Greg Skibinski, who is the executive director of the Agape Counseling Group. And we're thrilled to have Greg back with us in the studio again to talk about don't get stuck in the yuck. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With three locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. We have Craig Skibinski with us today in the studio, who's the executive director of the Agape Counseling Group. And I'm Kim Brooks-Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area. And today we're talking about not getting stuck in the yuck. So, Greg, before we kind of move back into our questions, can you just describe for people that may be just joining us at this time, what is the yuck?
You know, the yuck is maybe it's the negative thoughts that keep going around and around in your head. Maybe it's feelings of guilt that you might have from something that you did or something in the past that you might have had. But it's whatever those negative thoughts are that are kind of tucked back there, that when you think about them, it's just yucky, you know? And it tends to be negative.
Right.
I mean, even saying the word itself, yuck.
Exactly.
It's hard to smile when you say a negative word or if you just say yuck.
You know, that's a good point. When you go to take your picture, they don't exactly say yuck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cheese. But exactly. You know what? Yuck is muck, too. And
right.
That's what is thick and you can get caught in.
You get stuck.
You know, so you get stuck. So let's talk about the yuck again. What are some triggers that people, they may not even realize that they're doing this because
sure.
It's so easy to slip into. What might be some triggers that people would be acquainted with that might be able to kind of catch them before moving into that total yuck mode?
You know, it's words that someone shares with them that aren't very polite. Or rude or negative.
Hmm.
It's something that could trigger like unresolved pain or something that, it's just that real negative,
mm-hmm.
negative, not very affirming type of words that can take a person back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's that unnecessary guilt that they have, that mm-hmm. they experience, thinking back to something that they did or something that they said to someone else or maybe things that other people have said to them or actions of things that they might have done.
Mm-hmm.
It could be really – the yuck could be a wide variety of different things.
Right.
It could be very – it's going to be very individual
mm-hmm.
to people. But again, it's that when you say that, oh, this is just that yucky – or, oh, there's that feeling again.
Right.
You know, it's – oh. It's that type of stuff. It's the dark stuff.
Right, it's the dark stuff. And it
yeah.
could be even a situation that happens where all of a sudden you're just bam on guard and that
sure.
yuck comes up. So is that where somebody would like, okay, I realize this is happening. I need to take a deep breath and count to 10 or something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Or, you know, just kind of realize the deep breath is really big. I know it's a simple thing, but it's something that we all tend to forget because sometimes we just have those quick emotional responses to
right.
things or the feelings come in and it just overwhelms us right away.
Mm-hmm. A knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. So sometimes just by like kind of just like, you
mm-hmm.
know, taking that deep breath and just slowing things down, you know, and letting our own thoughts catch up kind of with our mouths because sometimes we can just kind of just react and say something very impulsive.
Right.
And that we didn't mean because it came out in the moment. But those are the types of things or just hearing things that are said to us. You know, maybe somebody says something to you that's really unpleasant and you don't like it and – it's again, it's slowing it down and not learning to fire back. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes what happens is like, you know, I mentioned that couple that kind of helped me to inspire this article. One of the things is you can get caught up in a negative tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I refer to it as you just said something that I didn't like and it hurt me. So now I'm going to go ahead because I'm caught up in the moment and my hurt is there. So now I'm going to fire something over to the other side of the net that's going to bring you down or to get you to feel the hurt that I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back and forth, back and forth. And what tends to happen is that negative tennis match is not good, okay? Because what happens is it causes the couple or the thoughts to spiral downward.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, you do start to tend to rehash things.
Right.
Because the level of hurt intensifies. Mm-hmm. And it gets even more yuckier. And you talked about the murk and the muck,
yeah.
Right? And a lot of times it's like quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
The more that the couple tries to get out of that, you can't. Because you're so into it. And ultimately what happens is you start rehashing things that happened a month ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, 7 years ago.
Right.
Whatever it might be, until ultimately somebody just gets so frustrated and overwhelmed and caught up in their own yuck that you say something just to kind of like to blow it all out of the water. And it tends to be something not pleasant, very mean, out of anger, but it's in a way just to shut the argument down.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's that thing you can't take it back once it's said.
Mm-hmm, right. And I also think it pays to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
Right, right.
You know, I love that. I need to practice that myself. I bet everybody out there listening does at one time or another.
And a lot of times that's where that deep breath comes in.
Right.
The very simple thing, you know. And I don't know some researchers that are out there, how they study the things, but I remember I was in grad school and there was an article that gave a stat. It was like, you know, we could avoid 72% of arguments by simply taking that deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just allowing, like you're talking about, the patience and the silence, but really to let our own thoughts catch up with our mouth.
Right.
So that we're not so reactive and so impulsive, and because mm-hmm. that's the yucky stuff.
Yeah, well, that kind of comes up with the next question I have for you is, how do we stay out of the yuck?
Yeah, and again, taking that deep breath,
mm-hmm.
being patient, relax, reflect on, you know, think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the techniques that I often work with too with individuals is play the tape forward. So in your own mind, if you're going to say the very thing that's right there on the tip of your tongue, play the tape forward, and how is that going to play out for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that just going to keep intensifying the argument? Is it going to keep it going? Is it going to keep you stuck in your own yuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so really, what's the benefit of that?
Right. So now, you know, we talked about in a previous show about forgiveness and how important that is. So, you know, that has to tie in with don't get stuck in the yuck.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is forgiveness?
Forgiveness is it goes back to kind of the letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like learning to able to kind of drop it and really learning to forgive. I mean, there's plenty of books and things that are written about it, but in its simplest form is kind of like, you know, giving the other person, you know, permission just to let it go.
Right.
Or giving yourself permission just to kind of let it go so that you can move forward so you don't get stuck.
Yep. So now what are some of the disadvantages of not forgiving ourselves or others?
Yeah, you know, a lot of countless studies have shown that it kind of causes and creates anger in you. And that anger can worsen different types of diseases like cancer, heart disease, mm-hmm. stress,
high blood pressure. Yep.
Sure, heart-related type things. But also, you know, the thing that low self-esteem and low self-worth, you know, because when you're hanging on out to all that yucky stuff, you're not mm-hmm. going to feel good. You're not going to feel good about yourself, or you're not going to feel good when you're around other people because you're just stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
It can make you feel just very defensive, or it can cause you to feel distance in terms of relationships
mm-hmm.
with people that you're really close to. It can cause you to isolate, to withdraw. You know, to stay away could prevent you from doing or engaging in the activities that you normally do, take
right.
you out of your own routine, you know, take away from the stuff that steals your joy, keeps you out of your passion.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause you to continually feel hurt by that unresolved pain
mm-hmm.
that you might have or suffering or doing things or reflect on stuff that has harmed us in the past
mm-hmm.
or acting on that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it, a lot of the times, too, it's that unnecessary guilt that just keeps wearing us down.
Exactly. So there are probably a lot of benefits in forgiving others.
Oh, definitely.
And ourselves.
Yeah. You know, it's realizing that you do have value and you do have self-worth, and kind of it helps you to kind of open up to other people. You know, when you're out of the yucky stuff, you feel better. You feel good, you know, you feel happy. It's
mm-hmm.
easier to smile.
Right.
And those are the type of people that other people want to be around with, you know, and you're feeling good about yourself and you're doing the things that bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, and it's easier to kind of stay in the gratitude of things.
Right. So, but, you know, learning to let go and forgive sounds easy, of course, because a lot of people say, oh, forget it and move on and things like that. But is it?
Well, you know, I think it's not. You know, sometimes it's easier said than done. And yeah, we do make mistakes, but we're often harder on ourselves than we are on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we really kind of have to take it back to us and do whatever it is that we have to do in order to help to move forward and to work through the resolving whatever those issues might be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might be that, you know, that's a good reason for you to get into therapy and to work with someone on that type of thing.
I was just going to say, that's a prime time to go and talk with somebody such as, you know, yourself, the Agape Group.
Definitely.
Because again, it's confidential and, you know, you're there to listen and it's good to get out of your system instead of continuing to destroy relationships in yourself, not only emotionally, but also the physically.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times that's where couples get stuck in this pattern. You know, the definition of insanity is when we keep doing the same things over and over again, but yet mm-hmm. we expect different results.
Right.
And a lot of times that's where couples, they get into these negative patterns and they don't learn how to argue constructively. You know, it's more as a deconstructive way. It's a way of kind of to tear you down or to bring you down, when really that's not what it is. Marriage in a coupleship is about raising each other up. It's that partnership aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about kind of learning the styles of how to do a different dance, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Now, why is it so difficult to forgive ourselves?
Well, you know, I think that we tend to hold on to that. You know, whatever that feeling is kind of like, I could have done it so much better. It's just not, it's not easy. You know, it's kind of a tough question in a way,
mm-hmm.
but it's about kind of, you know, I try to help people through that process, you know, actually in the therapy, about just learning how to kind of forgive and to learn how to let go
mm-hmm.
of things. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you can write a letter to the person. Sometimes
but
you can,
not send it?
That could be an option. That
okay.
could be an option.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about you may especially that first draft.
Right.
You know? I think it's more important, especially in that first letter, if you're gonna write one, that you know, you basically get whatever you need to say down on paper, and you don't hold back. You know, in that first one, you're not worried about capitalization. You're not worried about punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
You're more, you know, apt, and when your pen hits the paper, you keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
And just get all the feelings. Whatever's in there, just get it down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're all said and done and you feel like, okay, I feel like I said enough, I got it all out there, then you can determine what you really want to do with that.
Right. But it's best to put it aside at least 24 hours.
Exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, and also, too, there's nothing wrong with if you are on a phone with someone and something comes up, it gets stirred within you, it's okay to say, you know, I'm just not in a really good place right now, so I'm just going to have to let the conversation go and I'll call you tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you know, or talk about it at a later time. But that 24-hour window is a great thing.
Right. Yeah, it really helps to have you breathe, that's for sure. Now, you know, in looking at this whole situation about not getting stuck in the yuck and forgiveness, what do you think is really the true benefit in learning to forgive ourselves?
I think it just makes you more of a happier person.
You
know, I think that when we tend to the yucky stuff, when we hold on to that, and so when we tend to do that, we don't allow room for the joyful stuff. You know, the things that we're really, really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And Brené Brown, I know I've mentioned her before,
yes,
but she talks
uh-huh.
about that. You know, that we can't really, if you're going to talk about joy, you got to talk about gratitude as well.
Because
mm-hmm. they both go kind of hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when you are experiencing joy and you're grateful for the things around you, you're a happier person. You know, there's more, you have much more energy. And you're more lively. You're more alive.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, this is a big key of getting out of the yuck, staying out of the yuck, knowing the triggers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And where can our listeners start in learning to forgive themselves or forgiving ourselves?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's about I'm pretty big on finding that quiet time just for yourself. I know we all get wrapped up and we all get busy in things, you know, and kids' activities and events, or they're just our own daily life. But I think it's really, really important that we take some time just to kind of learn to sit, reflect, or really just not to think about anything and just kind of be still.
Meditate.
Yeah, and present, or pray.
Pray.
You know, I think that is a great thing, because that's usually when the things kind of come up that you really kind of need to be thinking about, is just kind of during that time of reflection. But prayer is a wonderful way of we don't do things perfect. We all make mistakes. Only God is perfect.
Right.
So take it to Him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Greg, on that note, we're going to have to wrap up. And I think that's a very high note, because you're going to the highest of high with, you know, forgiveness and helping the Lord, asking the Lord to turn things around. Now, Greg, do you have any final words that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to, like the title, you don't have to get stuck in the yuck.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you're experiencing negative or you're just not feeling great, the most important thing is that you do something about it. Don't wait until maybe tomorrow it'll be a better day. But if there's something that you can do today, do it.
Right. Don't procrastinate. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a treat to have you on air, and I always learn something. So I'd like to thank Greg Skibinski again. He's Executive Director for the Agape Counseling, serving Morton, Peoria, and the Bloomington, Illinois areas. And be sure to check out his upcoming article about Don't Get Stuck in the Yuck. It ties in exactly with what we're talking about today. Now, to reach Greg, you can call him at 309-263-5565. That's the Morton number. Now, in Peoria, it is 692-4433. Or if you're in the Bloomington area listening and you need to talk with somebody or have a question, you can call 663-2229. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. My name is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate you. And be sure to pick up your copy today of Healthy Cells Magazine at one of our over 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. And you can read the magazine online now and have it sent to you monthly at your email address. All you have to do is go to the Healthy Cells Magazine /Peoria website and sign up. And be sure to check out our Facebook too. We have over 2,000 some likes. God bless you and be in your best health. Know we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With 3 locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.